Our theme tonight is a good offense is the best defense, and there's no better offense to me than detoxing. And tonight, a great interview with nutritionist Dr. Laura Thompson, and I'm proud to say my nutritionist, and someone who's done remarkable service to many members of the Soleri Network and Soleri Report subscribers in the last decade. A remarkable person. We're going to be talking about how to detox. But as I said, our theme tonight is a good offense is the best defense. And in the face of a growing global stand for freedom, we see the U.S. government going on the offense, but that's because it is a good defense. They have a lot to be defensive about. Lest you think the battle is just at the grassroots level, this week, Department of Justice filed a civil suit against Standard & Poor's, their parent McGraw-Hill's stock, on the rumors and announcement that it would be forthcoming. And then the suit itself dropped 20%. The Department of Justice is looking for a $5 billion fine. McGraw-Hill is not like the banks that service the debt markets for the government at great profit. The $5 billion fine is 5 years of net income. It is, as many in the financial blogosphere, including Business Week, intimated this week, a potential company killer. It's particularly difficult right now to be the chairman of the board, or Terry McGraw, or on the board of McGraw-Hill. They have an activist shareholder who proposed during the squabble with the Department of Justice over the drop of the by S&P of the government's rating in 2011 that McGraw-Hill spin off Standard & Poor's. So now they're sitting between a lawsuit with the Department of Justice and an activist shareholder. And that has the potential to be a legal pincer movement that could be very uncomfortable. The question is, what's the federal government up to? There's no one more liable for the mortgage securities fraud and the housing bubble than the federal government. This is a little bit like the scene in Casablanca where the local enforcement says, I'm shocked to find out that gambling is going on in the establishment while one of Rick's guys is handing him his winnings, his cut of the action. So the question is, what is this about? The federal government has got to defend itself against a lot of mortgage securities liabilities still in the face of trying to get those behind the real estate market so the real estate market can be reinflated. But the federal government also has reasons to protect itself coming into the potential sequestration in March against another Treasury downgrade and the rating agencies doing so. And if you want to put the fear of God into them, this has the potential to do it, to get them cornered with a civil suit. Finally, the federal government and the enforcement establishment continues to need to raise revenue. $5 billion of fines, civil fines, is a very nice plum for the Department of Justice. But it's a reminder of what I call the mini-night thing, when the pro-centralization team fights different factions among themselves. And you have to ask the question, how can the federal government continue to conspire with private corporations and require that the syndicate, if you will, act outside the law, even if it's for national security purposes, and then attack the partners for doing so and expect cooperation going forward? It reminds me of a time I always quote in the Bush administration when one of my colleagues said, you know, this is like being in a rubber life raft with everybody fighting with razor blades. It makes no sense. You have significant government operations that now depend on actions outside the law. And so you wonder if this isn't going to put a chill down the back of many a boardroom of companies who are really walking a delicate line, working with and for the government. The hypocrisy is particularly great because Attorney General Eric Holder was very instrumental at the Department of Justice, including as the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia during the Clinton administration, in taking numerous actions that were necessary to engineer the housing bubble. And you almost have to ask the question, what is his personal liability in conflicts of interest? Whatever it is, it's the pot calling the kettle black. And so this is going to be a very important legal situation.